All
wonderful.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Momentum Monday conference call here with Manatech. And thank you for taking time out of your life to be with us. These calls take place every Monday night at 6 o'clock Pacific. So make the appropriate adjustment wherever you live in whatever time zone around the world. But tonight, my name's Rich Miley. My wife and I, Pam, are Bronze Presidentials up here in the Great Northwest in Portland, Oregon. And our co-workers and team leaders, Marcia Hansen, also a Bronze Presidential from Olympia, and Carol Lowenstein, another Bronze Presidential, are our team leaders, and I want to thank and recognize each one of them for their effort, their time, their love, and attention that they put into building their Manatech business, and especially you, Carol, for keeping our website updated, and this call will be archived up on that website. It's called WellmetGlobalPartners.com, so you can refer back to this or use it in building your business, because I know Dr. Nugent will give us a great informational call here on refresh and rejuvenate. So let me take just a minute. I've known Dr. Nugent now, well, I think ever since my entry into Manatech, which is now almost 17, 18 years. But Dr. Nugent is such an incredible speaker. He ran the Last Chance Clinic in Detroit, Michigan for, I think, over 18 years. And he was the past president of the American Naturopathic Association. And he has about 5 doctorates. He has earned multiple degrees, including multiple doctorates in the areas of integrative medicine, health and wellness psychology, leadership psychology, organizational psychology, neuropsychology, biological anthropology, nutrition science, and business administration. So he's got a wide, wide perspective on not only our industry, but on nutrition and helping people get well. And one of the greatest things I love about him is not only does he have a head full of knowledge, but he has a heart full of knowledge, and he can really deliver that. The good. So he's got this incredible, we call it the voice from God. You know, when Dr. Nugent speaks, we all listen. And so Dr. Nugent, without further ado, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And I know everybody in the call is going to enjoy what you have to share tonight. So thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Rich. I'm always glad to help out your group. And Carol, that was so nice of you in the beginning. Thank you so much. So tonight, Rich has invited me to come on and talk about Manatech's new Rejuvenate program, our new Cleanse and Diet program. And there are many great things about this program, but one of the great things about it is that Manatech has done so much of the organization for you already, so that you can go to the website, the Manatech.com website, and you can find, as an example, a list of foods that are recommended for you to eat. And there are various instructions for you that are already posted and some pretty cool stuff to really help you get started. A lot of people, when they get started on a diet plan, they're not quite sure what to do. What do I do it? How do I do it? Well, for instance, you have on one of the pages there, it's already printed out for you, which you can download yourself, is your meal plan. And the meal plan is your guide. It's divided into sections. Your first 10 days of this 30-day program is a crucially important part of it. So you have two completely, I wouldn't say completely different sections, but the purpose is very different of the two. Also have refresh and rejuvenate recipes that are available to you, because a lot of people say, oh, the diet's so boring, I need more variety. Well, there's lots of recipes there for you as well. So a lot of that kind of thing is already done for you in advance, which I think is super great. So let's talk about, why do we want to do a program like this? Why not just reduce your calories? and stand on the scale once a week and hope things change. Well, there are things going on in your body every day that I'm sure probably billions of things that most of us are never going to be aware of. And we sort of take a lot of things for granted. And we feel, I think most people probably think, that, well, your digestive tract takes care of cleansing itself. And that, I'm afraid, is not actually true in today's environment. If we were our ancient ancestors eating our ancient ancestral diet, then our digestive system would pretty much take care of cleaning itself. But unfortunately, in the 21st century, things are pretty different. The foods are different, our beverages are different, the whole modern diet is different, and we have a lot of processed stuff. Plus, we have, unfortunately, no, when we're enjoying it, we're smiling when we're eating it. We say, fortunately, we have all kinds of junky food available, but really, unfortunately for our health. And there are a lot of things that your digestive system just doesn't digest all that well. Plus the fact that most people tend to eat more than their body requires during any given period of time. And if you, as an example, put more protein into your system, let's say you're eating any kind of meat, pick any kind of meat you like, it doesn't matter. But if you put more into your system than your digestive system has the ability to digest, some of that meat is very likely to putrefy and actually slowly cause your colon to get to become more and more unhealthy and to even build up deposits on the walls of your intestinal tract. It's not a pretty sight. So it's very important that we cleanse, especially here in the 20th century. I have been recommending for, well, since I started in practice, like 38 years ago. Wow. And I'm so young looking too. it's the great product. Anyway, so I've always been telling people that you should do some kind of cleanse, and I've had recommendations over the years, different cleansing programs, once every quarter of the year. Now, once a year is a bare minimum, but once every quarter really is what I strongly recommend. So even if you don't want to lose any body fat, now understand I just said lose body fat. I didn't say lose weight, because I've been telling everybody around the planet, in fact, I just finished another doctoral dissertation, and I did it on body composition. That will be published soon. And so I'm very, very big on telling people it's about losing fat, not losing weight. When you stand on the scale and you say, oh, well, I have a change of 10 pounds. Well, that's nice, but it doesn't tell you much. All it tells you that is that you've had a change in 10 pounds. It doesn't tell you what you've lost. It doesn't tell you if you've lost body fat or muscle mass. And in fact, most of the scientific studies show that the average person who goes on a weight loss plan loses about 75% of that scale weight in muscle mass, not body fat, which sets them up for yo-yo dieting, because your muscle mass is metabolically active, and more than 90% of your body's ability to actually burn stored body fat is because of your muscle mass. So as you lose muscle mass, you actually make it harder to lose weight the next time you go on a diet and the next time you go on a diet. And this is why it gets harder every time. So it's very, very important that you lose fat, not weight. And those of you who have seen me do the instruction on that before, you know that muscle mass is approximately 20% heavier than fat mass is per inch. So your best way to measure your progress is not standing on the scale. Your best way to measure your progress is by measuring yourself, not weighing yourself. Because if all you're doing is losing scale weight, you have no idea if you're losing healthy, metabolically active muscle mass. And right now, there are new scientific studies out. It's becoming a pretty big issue, actually, in the healthcare community, about a condition called sarcopenia, which is it's a derivative from an ancient Greek word, and basically what it means is loss of muscle. And that's what happens on most diets. So Americans are getting fatter, even when they're getting lighter, they're still getting fatter. And so that was part of the research I just finished recently, by the way. So we want you to lose fat, not weight. And in order to do that, you want to make sure you're doing the right things. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to start your first 10 days of this program with your cleanse. And a big part of your cleanse is going to be our product called Mana Cleanse. The Mana Cleanse is a product that's been around for a long time. And it's an excellent quality product, and it has some pretty interesting features, especially for the purpose of cleansing your digestive system. You'll notice when you look on the label of Mana Cleanse, it says fiber blend, 750 milligrams per two tablets. So 325 milligrams of fiber in each of those tablets. Now, most of that fiber is oat fiber. There's also black currant fiber, and there's psyllium fiber, and there's glucomannan. So all these fibers together, that mixed with sufficient water, and that instruction is given to you several times on this plan, and I'm going to give it to you again. When you're using Mana Cleanse, you must use sufficient water, or you're not going to cleanse. In fact, oat fiber, you just do this with oatmeal one day. Just make yourself some oatmeal. Leave it in a bowl, let it dry, and it'll harden like concrete. So you don't want to do that. You want to have enough water to make sure that the fiber blend, as well as the other factors in Mana Cleanse, can do what they were designed to do. So at least eight ounces of fresh, pure water. And so understand, I didn't say a cup of coffee or a glass of Kool-Aid. I said water. Fresh, clean water or purified water or bottled water, but that's what I want you to do with the Mana Cleanse tablets. So you'll notice on this program, when you start the program, the recommendations for Mana Cleanse are, it's pretty big, because most people think, well, I'll take one or two tabs, but the first 10 days says four caps, three times. That's 12 caps a day for 10 days. And you make sure you're taking at least 8 ounces of water every time you take those four caps. So you're taking the four caps three times, full glass of water each of those three times. That's extremely important. That's going to help you along with some other factors in Mana Cleanse, because you'll notice that Mana Cleanse also has a botanical blend. Well, the botanical blend, so you see there's fennel seed, fenugreek root, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and so on. Those are all things which are known to be very important for the health of your gastrointestinal tract. So that combined with the fiber is just an excellent way to get this started. Now, you also have in Mana Cleanse some probiotic, and the probiotic is being fed by prebiotic, because probiotic is a living organism, and it has to have something to eat, just like we do. And in this case, it's prebiotic. And the prebiotic or glucans and so on. And, of course, you've heard me talk before in various trainings about ambrotose being a prebiotic. It definitely is. There's no question about that. So you have a probiotic blend, but even so, I would still recommend that you use our GI ProBalance. And here's the reason why. When this product was made, of course, it was made to the highest quality specifications, as our products always, always are and always have been. But the doctor who put this formula together for us, he was trying to put every possible thing he could think of for gastrointestinal health and colon health in a single tablet. The problem is you can only squeeze so much into a tablet. So that means that what we're talking about here are very small amounts of each of these categories. Well, this is why we're saying to take four of these tablets three times a day during your cleanse. Very, very important. Also during the cleanse, you'll note that it tells you certain things not to do. You don't want to take in caffeine. You don't want to consume any alcohol. And those two things are very important during the 10-day cleanse. So once you've started on your last 20 days of the 30-day program, if you choose, you could put some of that back in moderation. But during the first 10 days, you have to be caffeine and alcohol free. That's very, very important. on the diet, it also says use unlimited vegetables and fruit. Well, I'm going to personally advise you on this to say unlimited vegetables, but I would limit the fruit. And the reason is you can produce something called a glycemic load. Now, that means your blood sugar actually goes too high because fruit, we like fruit because it's sweet. It's sweet because it has naturally occurring sugar in it. A piece of fruit, a single apple, not a problem. A single peach, not a problem. A single orange, not a problem. But some people actually call themselves fruitarians. That's all they eat is fruit. And most of them end up with serious blood sugar problems. So your body can consume unlimited amounts of vegetables, and I strongly recommend that during your first 10 days that you eat more vegetables than you have ever eaten before. Why? Well, of course, unless you're a vegan. Why? Because vegetables make you go. I mean, vegetables are going to help you to purge, and because human beings are not vegetarian animals, human beings cannot digest the fiber of vegetables. It's one of the reasons that vegetables are so healthy for us. That fiber that you cannot digest is going to help to cleanse your colon. So that's a really good thing. So all the vegetables you want, fruit, of course. Fruit is nature's dessert. That's the way you should think about it. Forget the pies and the cakes and all that stuff. Fruit is nature's dessert. That's the dessert that we should all be eating every day in the perfect diet, in the perfect world. But you're also, it's also recommended that you take in healthy fats. Now, the healthiest fat that I can think of right now is omega-3. Omega-9 is also a healthy fat. Omega-6 is also an essential fat, but you probably have way too much omega-6 in your body right now, according to the most recent government-sponsored scientific studies. You probably also have far too little omega-3 in your blood right now, again, according to those same studies. We have a fabulous omega-3 product. It is the best omega-3 product that I have looked at anywhere on planet Earth. I have never seen a purity profile cleaner, more pure than our omega-3 on any product I've examined on this entire planet. The omega-3 product is not part of this system, but I would strongly recommend that you add it to your three products in this system. It also, because omega-3 does help to break down triglyceride in the blood, there are many scientists who believe that it also helps to break down triglyceride that's hanging on your body, which is called body fat. In fact, that fat is exactly the same fat that circulates in your arteries that your doctor is concerned about. So this is why omega-3 is recommended for heart health, and I also recommend it to help you on with this program. So on the program, of course, they're following federal guidelines, and every company has to do that. In federal guidelines, they will recommend for you various foods, and, of course, they always say, and exercise. We'll cover the exercise thing in a moment. So as you look through the plan, you'll see that it's recommending things for you like flaxseed oil, borage oil, and so on. Folks, just use our product, our omega-3 with D3. That is the most efficient. That is absolutely the best thing for you to do to add healthy fats to your diet. And I also cannot stress the importance of water. I cannot stress it enough, the importance of water, especially during those first 10 days, but really throughout the entire 30-day period. Now, water helps to reduce your appetite, whether you know it or not. And what most people don't do is they don't drink enough water, number one. You should drink water before you eat because you have two different factors going on for your appetite. Well, actually three. Factors. One is your blood sugar. So if your blood sugar drops, that makes you hungry. But another one of the factors is one that we'll talk about when I discuss Osalene in just a few moments. And then the third factor is you've got sensors in the inside of your stomach that actually they sense whether or not you're full. And then they send a signal to your brain that says, okay, I'm full now. All right. The other factor with your appetite or satiety factors, as they call it, so feeling satisfied, is a peptide that we have in the Osalene product. The reason that you have to take Osalene 20 minutes before you eat is because it takes approximately 20 minutes for those peptides to actually get to a section of your gastrointestinal tract called the duodenum. And when it gets in there, that's a little pocket underneath your stomach, and when it gets in there, it sends a signal to the brain to tell it to produce a particular substance. It's called cholecystokinin, or CCK. And then that says to your brain, you know what? I'm not very hungry anymore. So that's the reason for taking Osalene 20 minutes before you eat. Extremely important. Extremely important. All right, so now you know what to do with MANICLEANSE and why. Very quickly, there is an important factor, actually, so there's really four factors with appetite, and that is hunger for nutrition. It's extremely important that you feed your body a full range of nutrients when you are going on a fat loss program. Extremely important. So your body is going to be hungry for nutrition that it isn't getting when you're starting to cut back on your intake of foods, and it will say, well, you know, I need some vitamin A, and I need some vitamin B12, and I need this, and I need that. And it will tell you that you're hungry for whatever foods your body remembers have those nutrients in it. So use the Nutriveris as directed on this plan. Nutriveris is a tremendous product, and it contains, there are more than 100 different nutrients just in the stabilized rice brand alone. You have so many important nutritional factors in the Nutriveris. It is really ideal for you on this cleansing program. So follow that as directed within the program, of course. And another thing that's important about Nutriveris, we talk about real food technology. Real food technology. How is that different from everything else? Well, we don't have time to go through all of that on tonight's call because that's not the topic. But let me say this to you. When you buy, say, natural vitamin E, as an example, and most people who are into nutrition have at one point or another, you on the bottle it says D-alpha tocopherol. Now, the D-alpha indicates that it's natural as opposed to D-L-alpha, which would be synthetic. So then on there it'll say natural vitamin E, and everybody buys this. They think they're getting natural that appears in food, and the fact is you're not. You see, vitamin E and all nutrients have complex molecules. They have the primary molecules in them, and then they normally have companion molecules. And so I'll use vitamin E as the example. So D-alpha tocopherol is one of four tocopherols. It's not the whole vitamin E molecule. It's one of four. So it's a fraction of vitamin E. Then the companion molecules inside of vitamin E are things called tocotrienols, and there's four of those. So vitamin E is made of eight things, but if you go to the health food store and you buy, quote, natural vitamin E, you're probably buying one thing. When you get Nutriveris, that vitamin E is eight things. In other words, it's real food. It's as it appears in food, an actual complete molecule. That is so much better for your body than fractions of a natural molecule, certainly, in my opinion, better than synthetics as well. Now, talk briefly about Osalene. Osalene, it says it's a protein powder, and that's the way it has to be listed. They're legal things. And it is a powder made from protein, no question. But to me, it's a peptide technology. That's, if I was building a downline today, that's what I would say to people. This is our peptide technology. Sure, yeah, lots of people have protein powders. And one of our problems that many of our associates have in trying to sell Osalene, they don't know what to say about it because they'll say, well, they've got protein powder at the grocery store. Yes, they do. But this is a peptide technology. Now, we, in fact, have three different peptides in this product that have very important individual functions. What we have done, and let's see, the best way to describe a peptide would be this. Think of a protein as a pearl necklace, and each pearl on the necklace as an individual peptide in the necklace. Now, you use enzymes. We use enzymes to actually cut away those peptides that we want. And that is really sophisticated science, folks, very sophisticated. So we want the peptides that, number one, can help us with fat metabolism. These are some inhibiting peptides. And then we have peptides which can help you with satiation that I talked about earlier. Those are glycomacropeptides. So that starts your digestive system feeling that you're more full than you actually are, like you've already eaten some food. And then the other group of peptides, they work down a hormone regulation pathway. So we have these three ways using peptides to help you to, number one, helps you with your satiation or feeling more full, and the other two help you to convert stored body fat into energy, which is what you want to do. Then the fourth sort of activity mechanism in this product is the branched chain amino acids. We've added leucine, isoleucine, and valine because they help with protein synthesis, but they also, and this is extremely important, this goes back to where I started this tonight, they also help us to retain muscle mass. Remember, the average person on a diet in America loses up to 75% of that scale weight in actual muscle mass, not body fat. Now, they're happy because they see their scale weight change, but they have no idea what they've just done to themselves in most cases. They've set themselves up for yo-yo dieting, and they've made themselves less healthy by losing muscle mass. So just changing your pounds is not sufficient. You have to be losing fat mass and keeping muscle mass. So the branched chain amino acids are in there to help us retain muscle mass, crucially important throughout the entire 30 days of this program. So that is, those are the encapsulated reasons for using Osalane. When Rich invited me on this call, he said this was a 20-minute segment, and I've already gone overtime. So I'm going to just stop at this point and turn this back to Rich.
Well, I'm taking it from Rich because he is in a noisy place. Dr. Nugent, my goodness, you have deepened so beautifully our awareness of why this program has been put together the way it has and why it's working so well. I don't know whether you're aware, but we had a little test group of about 10 people. Every single one of them lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days and 15 to 20 or a little bit more in the next 30 days, feeling extraordinary, having amazing body composition changes, jazzed out of their minds, and decided that they wanted to do another round. But we had not the deepening of the conscious awareness of why it was working so powerfully. And my goodness, you put it in a nutshell and you made it so rich and exciting to we now know what we really have in our hand. And you were fabulous, Dr. Nugent, and we're so grateful that you could be with us tonight here. And we sure hope to have you back again. You were amazing.
Well, I'm very happy to come back on your call. I do quite a few Monday night calls. And, in fact, I thought, can I actually do this in 20 minutes? I'm not sure if I can.
You did it. Yeah, we're giving you a standing ovation, Dr. Nugent.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm so glad that we have this recorded. Folks, we are going to post this up on our website, which is Wellnet, WELLNET, globalpartners.com. And you have to give me, a few hours so that it makes itself into a piece that I can upload. But this is definitely something that you want to share. And folks, this is an incredible opportunity for us to help people see and feel and get excited about something that can make a huge impact. It's really something to be able to see it, feel it, and you're like a walking billboard. People go, what the heck did you do? I want some of it. What is it? you know, and that's what we have in our hands. Thank you so much, Dr. Nugent. I don't think we really have time for questions tonight, but we've got something amazing as a springboard for our lives.
Well, thank you. I'll come back. Old Rich has to
good.
An invitation. I'll come back.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Nugent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Nugent. That was fantastic.
Great audience. Good night, everybody.
Okay, folks. Yep, I got to get to the next call. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Nighty-night.